Everybody, Jonah Hart, no make wrong one day at a time. Nikki with you. We talked about Vipassana. And let's get a little deeper. As I said, it's not like it's going to get real deep, but understand this. The things that I am sharing with you are important, and they're not. Okay? One of the very first things that I wanted to share with you about Vipassana is the first sentence says that Vipassana, which means to see things as they really are, is one of India's most ancient techniques to meditation. Again, I said of all the techniques that Eckhart talks about, Vipassana is the one. And it makes sense to me because as I was there, I did really connect to my inner world, to my body, and the sensations of my body. So it made a difference. Again, it may or may not be for you. Great. Either way, no problem, okay? That's all I gotta say about that. My conversation has nothing to do with you being there or not being there. If you find yourself there, wonderful. If you don't, that's wonderful too. I'm trying to tell you that what you are getting through your participation with the 90 days to the heart of the matter is that you will see things as they really are. The Buddha, Gautama Buddha, who taught the Vipassana meditation and is still in practice. So that tells me that the body, the inner world, that the sensations of my body matter. That's why I share in my talk about our sensations. That's what we have in common. Our sensations, our body. The other thing I want to talk about that is Vipassana is a way of self-transformation through self-observation. So here in America, we're self-observating. I know that's not a word. I just like to make up stuff. So here in the United States, that's what we're doing. We're self-observing, except we're in the mental mind loop. It's time to step out of the mental mind loop now. How do we do that? We do that by using the simple things that have been given to us, the one-liners, things like that. I'll keep sharing. Keep sharing. You'll keep learning. You'll keep practicing, okay? But that is what we are doing. We are using what we are learning as a way of self-transformation through self-observation. Okay? It's saying that it focuses on the deep interconnection between the mind and body. That's what we are focusing on. We are focusing on a deep interconnection between mind and body. Now, do we have to sit for 20 hours a day? You could, and I would say go for it. I want to go to Vipassana for 10 days of silence. 5 times that you do that, you can then go to the 20 days of silence, and that's what I would like to do. It's not realistic for me at the moment. It may be in another moment, but just for today, I can't do that. However, it is an intention. And it is something that I will do. In the meantime, I've been self-transforming through self-observation my whole life. And so have you. It's just a different perspective. We're now looking at our interconnection between our mind and our body. Actually, we're not looking at the interconnection between it. We are sensing our interconnection between our mind and our body. Okay? And it happens by disciplined attention. Disciplined meaning that we gently wake up breathing. That's our intention, is to wake up and have it be just directly go to our breath. And that's what I've been practicing. And it works. And it works as a whole body participation. The universe is allowed to participate with us when we do this, as we do this. Okay? This is some crazy stuff. It's beautiful and interesting. They talk about the scientific laws that operate one's thoughts, feelings, judgments, and sensations, that they become clear. Why would they become clear? Because there's no more mind. Now, you can get to that by practicing meditation like this. And we live in a world where we are constantly being stimulated. And all I can tell you is that learning through the 90 days and being able to provide yourself that space of allowing and accepting, that space of discovery, that you find yourself there. In the place they are talking about with regards to Vipassana meditation, with regards to self-transformation through self-observation, as well as Vipassana meaning to see things as they really are. Now, the sensations in the body through doing Vipassana meditation is incredible. That's definitely an experience one needs to have on their own. What happened for me was this. I understood for the first time the ticker tape. And the reason I share that is because it is experiential. Life is experiential. It's not a concept. It's not a thought. It's not a conversation to talk about. If you really, really, really want the full experience, one must go there to experience it. It's beautiful. And that is part of the art of living. And these are some of the things that we do naturally. We're in the 21st century. So to be out of our mind in the 21st century within 90 days is a big deal. To be able to recognize that we self-transform through self-observation and know that we've been doing that all our life, big deal. And we're in the United States. I grew up here. I'm an American. This is what I've been indoctrinated in. This is how I grew up. I've grown up pretty much the same way anybody in America's grown up, learning some of the same things. So we get to sort through all that stuff as we begin to realize that we can see things as they really are, and that self-transformation through self-observation is not only possible at this point in our stage of life, I would say it is pertinent for each individual person. And thank God this is done individually. Peace on earth is going to be an individual thing, my friends. So when you find your peace, point your friends and family to the peace you found. And that's just kind of how that goes. Or they'll probably actually ask you. So there you go, my friends. Have a great day today. I'll get into more of it tomorrow. We'll look at the traditions tomorrow. We'll just go through more of this. I'm just going to go little by little, okay? Talk to you later. Bye-bye.